When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, we are back in studio for another episode of Tigress. I just realized I say y'all a lot when I open these podcasts. I get asked a lot why I say y'all, and just as like a quick little side note before we dive in, I am not from the South, nor have I ever grown up in a place where y'all is said often. I grew up between New York City and Portland, Oregon. However, as y'all know, my like chosen modern family is me, my single mom, my two younger sisters, and my two dads, my gay dads, both of whom are from Louisiana. And because I think that I grew up with them, you know, a lot more as I started to like find my own voice as a teenager, I think they say y'all a lot. So I started saying y'all. Anyways, yeah, a little bit of random background on why I say y'all. Anyways, today is a big week. It is Monday. We're in studio here, but I am moving on Friday, which is kind of crazy. For those of you who follow me on social media, you know that I am in love with my apartment. It's like half office, half apartment, which is part of the reason why we're moving, because August has definitely outgrown my living room, but it really is half office. Like, I have not had a sofa. We don't have a couch. Like, it is just desks. So Henry and I are moving. We're still going to be in New York City. But yeah, I'm feeling a lot of emotions about it. And I feel like I've avoided thinking about it or talking about it. But that's what we're going to do today. We're going to sit down and really talk about moving and all of that. I think that for me, there's something that's really terrifying to me about putting roots down. I never was at any point in my life in one place for a very long amount of time, whether that be permanent housing or just like literally not on a plane. I remember when I was in high school, I had to write an essay about a fun fact about me. And my fun fact was that I had moved like over 20 times in my 16 years of life, like something big, some big number like that. I had gone through it with my mom about like calculating how often I had moved, and whether it be moving around New York City or like randomly, I have lived in American Samoa, Japan, Taiwan, New Zealand, Belgium, Brussels, all before the age of 5. Like, I definitely lived a childhood on the go. And then I think with a lot of stuff going on at home, even when we were in New York City for like 5 years, we were moving a lot like in between apartments, right? Whether that be moving within one building or moving between like Fidei to, you know, Chinatown to then Astoria, Queens. And then my parents got divorced. And then I was moving between New York and Portland, Oregon. And then my mom was moving, my dad was moving. I feel like moving around has always been more of a constant in my life than stability. And, you know, the longest I've ever lived somewhere was in an apartment or condo in Portland, Oregon with my mom. But again, I wasn't even there for that long because then I went to college. And I mean, until I was 17, was splitting my time between New York City with my dad and Portland, Oregon. And of course, then as I start creating my career and, you know, coming into a career where I am the boss, which is an immense privilege, but also really exciting, I started to emulate my work life off of, I think, what I was used to and what I was familiar with, which was this constant move, right? Even in my career, as I started speaking and doing more travel and opening up offices for Period and the Gen Z marketing agency I was working on, like I, for 2 years, was balancing full-time school at Harvard, Portland, Oregon, because Period headquarters were there and I was going there a few times a month. And then New York City, because the Juve consulting offices were there. And then I was basically finessing flights between those three destinations by doing speaking gigs, even if they weren't paying a lot. So I'd be like, oh, I have a speaking gig in Austin, Texas, so I can go Boston, Austin, LA, Portland, Portland, Chicago, New York, New York, Boston. And I would basically do that every week. Like, my goal was to be in at least Boston and New York once a week, Portland, Oregon every other week. Like, I just found a lot of I think, feeling of familiarity when I was living out of a suitcase and on the go. And, you know, for a lot of you who've been listening to Tigress for a while, you know that I had this eventual mental breakdown when COVID hit and I had to be in one place at one time, because I think that moving around a lot in my childhood fostered this inability to feel comfortable being still. And that concept of stillness comes to life when I'm still because I, you know, am physically in one place, or even I'm still because I'm not on my phone, I'm not looking at screens, and I'm just trying to kind of meditate. And like, that really freaks me out. I feel like this state of being stagnant or still, to me, is when, again, a lot of my repressed emotions or trauma come up, right? Like, my coping mechanism, and in many ways, the coping mechanism I think of my family when we were trying to like survive, was being on the move, moving so that something scary wasn't going to catch up with us. And I think that there's a lot of parallels with like the literal moving my family did. And I think the emotional like PTSD of running away from your trauma and your problems. And so, you know, for me in my adolescence, like my late adolescence, as I'm finding adulthood, I think I started to have also a lot of pride in the fact that I had a life on the go. You know, I definitely came into my career at the height of toxic girl boss and hustle culture, where there is this sort of boasting about how busy you are. And that's something that I've been trying to be really cognizant of not trying to boast about how busy I am, because it's not something to be proud of, right? Like, it's, we should be proud and seeking wins around having more harmony in your life and more time for downtime. But to be completely brutally honest with myself, I think for years I went into my career loving how busy I was, and I loved the idea that everybody else was just at school, but I had to do all my classes on Monday and Tuesday because I had work to do outside of school, and I didn't have time even to sleep. And I took consecutive red eyes, during the week. And it's funny because I even noticed this like kind of residue of girl boss in me that's like, yeah, I'm so busy, like living on the go. I'm on speaking tour, I'm on book tour. But then I also like consciously remember living that way. And I was so depressed and hurting myself. And I was so exhausted. I was like so dissociated most of the time, I think partly from being tired, but also just like not being consciously living. Like, that wasn't a time in my life that I was enjoying, right? All that to say, before COVID, I lived life on the go, and there was no sort of home that I had. I had my dorm at Harvard where all my stuff was, but basically I'd be there on Mondays, usually not even spend a night there. I would just be changing out the clothes that I was taking and do some laundry. And then when COVID hit, I ended up going back to my mom's, but again, was living out of a suitcase there. And I had like half my stuff in an apartment in New York that I had only stayed in 2 weekends before COVID hit. And I was still paying rent there. Like, my life was kind of all over the place. And then when I got out of rehab in 2020, Henry and I were in Princeton and then Vermont and then back to Princeton, New Jersey. And we were like living for just 3 months in this house in Princeton with Nick, my co-founder. And then we moved to New York, where we've been for the last year. And I'd say that like the last year of my life has been the most stable I've ever had. And it's been kind of terrifying, I think, for me, because it's new. And the idea of also having roots with a boyfriend, like a romantic partner, has also been super new.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save money on your insurance? Of course you would. After all, who wouldn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all of the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save.
This show is part of the Pro Democracy Podcast Coalition. I think most of us agree that in a functioning democracy, the winner should be determined by the voters. Well, that almost didn't happen in 2020. Now, extremists are working to intimidate and replace nonpartisan election workers with quote-unquote yes men who might reject election results. The only thing that will stop them is us.
We've partnered with the grassroots pro-democracy organization, Represent Us, to give you the tools you need to protect free and fair elections. Learn more and get involved. Visit represent.us/pod to learn more.
I'm not sure if I've shared this before, but I think kind of going back to this idea of like being proud of living out of a suitcase, I think that it's not just pride, but it's also like a security blanket. Like, I still am working through the trust that Henry will always be there and won't wake up one day and decide that I'm too much or that I'm too much of a handful or that he doesn't want to be with me anymore. And I have had to do a lot of work just to release not having a suitcase in my closet ready to grab, because I feel like if Henry and I get into a fight, I'll have to leave. And he's never given me a reason to fear that. But I think I'm so programmed by like past relationships to think that way. My last boyfriend that I had, I lived with for 8 months. I lived in a house with him and his like three brothers, like frat brothers from college that, like, you know, they had graduated and then a few years later, like, moved back in together. And we had lived together for 8 years. And again, even during that relationship pre-COVID, I was traveling a lot. I was barely there, but I had all my stuff there. Like, I, you know, we had like a big wardrobe that we shared and everything. But one day I came home from a trip and, like, kind of out of the blue, we broke up. And he was like, you know, of course you can like stay the night and like figure out where you're going to go. And because we were living with all his friends, it was like obvious that I was going to move. And I don't know. It was just like, it was a lot. And then in that moment, I was like, you know what? I think I'm good. Like, I don't really want to stay here. Like, we're over. I'm just going to leave. And so I didn't really know where I was going to go, but I, in 90 minutes, packed up all my shit. I like put all my stuff into garbage bags, literal garbage bags, into every suitcase that I had. I texted Nick and I said, hey, you know, you have an empty room. Can I move in? Sean and I just broke up. Oops. I probably shouldn't say his name. Anyways, I don't think he'll listen. You know, we just broke up. I need a place to stay. So I packed all my stuff. I moved in with Nick, and that's kind of like the beginning of Nick and my friendship as well. But yeah, and then it was those 90 minutes I packed, and like I honestly never really looked back. I saw him once 5 days later to like pick up some socks that I had and like pick up another suitcase I had left. But beyond that, I like did not talk to him, and I have not had a prolonged amount of conversation. I haven't hung out with him since I walked out. And I think that for me, you know, the breakup was hard, but I think also both of us like very quickly realized like we were both really unhappy, and he initiated the breakup, but I think that in many ways, I feel like I was waiting for him to do so. And I think for me, I then had a lot of, I was really proud of myself for being able to pick up, move, and leave in 90 minutes, right? To kind of be like, we're broken up, but I'm not dependent on you to have a home, to have a place to sleep, to have stability. Like, I'm actually going to move into a nicer luxury apartment with someone who's becoming my best friend and eventually a co-founder, you know? I think that there was a big part of I think my mental processing of that breakup that was really proud of myself for finding my way and handling that situation very quickly. And the fact that we broke up and I moved out 90 minutes later, like, I think even when I look back on that breakup, I feel really proud of myself for being able to do that. And because of that, I think it reaffirmed, you know, being excited about being on the move. And kind of also reaffirming, like, I can't depend on anybody and I can't depend on any, like, even physical place. I need to be able to, like, own where I'm living, or I need to be ready to move. And so even as Henry and I have been, like, living in this apartment for the last year, I still have had, like, a lot of nervousness around, like, the last 6 months, because I knew we were going to be in the place for, like, a year. We had a 12-month, kind of like a 12-month lease. And so a few months ago, I started to, like, really have not nightmares, but I would have anxiety at night where I would plan out like how we were going to move. And I would tell Henry about like, I can't go to sleep because I'm literally thinking, okay, first we're going to move out the bed because then we can move out the rug. And then I'm going to get rid of these things because I need to pack these things. Like a completely irrational fear. But I think that there was this nervousness in my back of my head where I was like, we need to move in 6 months or 5, 4, 3, like literal countdown in my head of when we had to move, feeling like I don't know where we're going to go next. And of course, given my history and my anxiety and the instability that my family had, there's a lot of reasons that I would feel that way. But yeah, I just started to have this anxiety. And so Henry and I started to look for a new place a few months ago, and we finally found one, and we're moving there on Friday. And because I know we're going to be there for at least a few years, I think I'm feeling really excited because there's not a reason for me to plan. And maybe I'll start try like having that nervousness and plan. But I feel like Henry and I are also at a part point in our relationship where it is so stable. And I feel like I have released a lot of that nervousness about moving, where I feel like, okay, that I don't have a packed suitcase by the door. And I'm 2 years into a pandemic where I'm not traveling every day or every week. So I've been kind of forced to feel comfortable being in one place. And I think that that's been really important too. So yeah, I mean, it's a big week. Big girl moves, moving this week. I'm also really excited because we got contacted a moving company and they quoted us like $4,000 to move, to like help us pack and move. And I'm going to make some content for them on TikTok, and we're going to get those fees waived. So stay tuned for some moving content. But yeah, like there's a part of me that I think feels like this is a really big moment where I'm kind of ending off 24 years of being on the move, healing from a lot of like the anxiety I've had about stability terrifies me more than being on the move. So I feel like I'm really working through that. And, you know, I still have a suitcase by the door. I still know exactly where all my things are in case I need to leave in 5 minutes. But I feel like I'm feeling less of a survival mode demand to know where those things are because I'm settling into my life. And I'm really excited for this move. I'm nervous for the move, but I feel like this is maybe the first more permanent home that I've had in my adult life. And who knows, maybe this is the home where I'll eventually have kids and things like that. But I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be done with school, which I think is another big part. When we signed this current lease, let we're ending, I was still in school. So I knew there was always this timestamp to the situation I was in. The August office was there. I knew it was going to be a timestamp there. So I'm really excited for this. Big moves, more stability, growing up, financial stability, all big things. Nervous, but excited and just feeling really thankful. And I'm so excited to be able to share this journey with all of you. Stay tuned on social media because there's going to be a lot of moving content, a lot of home decor. I've been DMing all my favorite brands to get furniture and stuff. So DM me your favorite brands. And yeah, I'm super excited to take you all along on this journey. We'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of Tigress. I'm so excited for all the updates that are coming. And we will chat soon. Love y'all. Bye.